Exodus 28:2, "And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty." In the detail of the previous passage, outlining every square inch of the tabernacle, we see example and representation of God. Bible scholars could show us line upon line, revealing the character and nature of Jehovah by these earthly means. The revelation of Him, apparently, did not stop there. Even the priestly garments testify of our Lord. His ministers were to present in their clothing the glory and beauty of the one true God. We understand that a bit of fabric is nothing of itself. Apart from the choosing of God, nothing on this cursed earth does Him justice. Even these priests, as fine a men as they may have been, could never have hoped to reveal a glimpse of their Creator without His own specific intervention. These garments had no holiness because of earthly cost. They were common garments, selected by the king to evidence his greatness. We are equally common, offering our Savior no value, and we can give him nothing except a willingness to be used for glory and for beauty in a world of dishonor and ugliness. Exodus 28:2, "And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty."